Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 73, recorded on October 7th, 2025. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and I'm the host of this podcast. This episode will be dedicated to the new features in the 2025 10.1.0 release, which started rolling out this past Monday, October 6th, 2025. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Before we jump into the release, I've decided that there's a big demand to know what's coming up. Now, we do have the public-facing roadmap on the Ideas portal, which outlines the new features that are coming in the next quarter or the current quarter. But I decided that in addition to doing the release overview, I'm going to do a kind of a roadmap podcast next week and always following the release podcast, which will cover the features that are coming up in the current quarter and potentially the next quarter, especially the ones that are coming up in the next release. So next week, I'll be publishing a podcast which is covering all the features, which is a bunch, that are coming up in the fall release, the 10.2 release, which is coming out at the end of October. Okay, let's start looking at the features. In audit management, there is one new GA feature and one new public preview feature. In general availability, we have one new GA feature, which is consistent for a lot of the products. So I'll go over it here now and I'll mention it later in all the other products. It is enhancements to one-time password for invited users. So you can manage your one-time password for invited users configuration using the new turn on OTP verification for invited users setting in global settings. This enhancement provides you with an option to enable or disable OTP or one-time password when controlling access for invited users, enabling you to align access controls with your organization's security preferences. Note, the turn on one-time password verification for invited users setting will be enabled by default for accounts that have the one-time password for invited users feature currently enabled. The new public preview feature is also a feature that's in a bunch of our modules, so I'll go through it here and then we'll just mention it briefly in the other modules. It is at mentions for audits and work papers. You can now mention users directly within comments to draw their attention or request their input, triggering both an in-app notification and an email notification. At mention functionality is now supported in comments on audits and work papers. This enhancement improves collaboration and ensures faster, more targeted communication across your team. In compliance automation, there is one new GA feature and some permission updates. The GA feature is the enhancements to the one-time password for invited users. For permission changes, the following permissions have been added and now control users' ability to manage saved views for initiatives. These permissions have been granted to compliance manager and site admin roles. Create initiative save views, edit initiative save views, delete initiative save views, and view initiative save views. In data guidance, there is one new GA feature, which is export data tables. You can export data tables with applied filters to either an Excel or .png format for external reporting. This allows users to easily download and share relevant subsets of data from the table. The export functionality is supported for the following tables in data guidance: breach notification comparison, cookie requirements, data transfer requirements, direct marketing with subset included, e-marketing, telemarketing, and SMS MMS marketing, employment monitoring comparison, privacy law comparison, privacy rights comparison, and whistleblowing comparison. In data mapping automation, there is one GA feature and it is enhancements for one-time password for invited users. And that is also the same for incident management, just the one GA feature. There's actually two public preview features in incident management. The first one is the at mentions for issues. The second one is disable editing of details. You can disable users from editing details on closed issues and preserve the record once the workflow is completed. This workflow configuration setting is optional during activation and is only available if the closed record setting is enabled. Users must reopen the issue record in order to edit a field. In IT and security risk management, there are four new GA features. The first is support custom matrix and count of risks. Assessment inventory aggregation now supports risk count for score migrated tenants. Additionally, the custom score matrix option is now available for target, inherent, and residual risk score attributes of the type score matrix, alongside existing sum and multiplication methods. The second feature is attribute option support for formula attributes. The formula builder used for formula type attributes has been enhanced to improve accuracy and reduce errors. These updates help to ensure formulas are configured correctly and intuitively. The enhancements include attribute option validation, function-specific logic, auto-formatting, and improved error messaging. The third GA feature is custom workflow enhancements. Custom risk workflows now support exception management when created via a cloned default risk workflow. This enhancement allows you to quickly configure workflows that meet the needs of your organization while retaining exception rules and behaviors defined in the default workflow when cloned. The last GA feature is enhancements to one-time password for invited users. There's also one public preview feature, which is the at mentions for control implementations, issues, objectives, and risks. In mobile and OTT CTV consent, there is one new GA feature. It's SDK enhancements for scan results. You can view SDK details directly from the Scan Results tab on the mobile app details screen. When clicking an SDK name in the SDK details section, the details pane now opens on the right for Android, showing key information such as data category, data type, data point, and source. For iOS, the sidebar displays a comprehensive list of relevant details, including dependencies, categories, and privacy impact. This new layout improves usability, providing you with immediate access to relevant SDK information without interrupting your workflow. In PIA and DPIA automation, there are three new general availability features. The first is custom names for automated assessments. You can configure custom names for assessments launched via template rules when configuring send assessment upon approval and send assessment upon submission rule actions. This enhancement enables you to define the naming schema for assessments launched from these actions. The second feature is default assessment length and reminders. You can define a default length and reminder cadence for assessments on the template details screen. This enhancement allows you to pre-configure a length, reminders, and reminder recipients for any assessment launched with the template. The third feature is enhanced assessment template export. You can export your assessment templates as .xlsx or Microsoft Excel files. This improved export includes all template settings, conditional logic, and template rules. The export does not include details related to scoring or score profiles. The final GA feature is the enhancement to one-time password for invited users. Next, we're going to look at Enterprise Policy Management, and I have no idea why Enterprise Policy Management appeared in the order it did in the list of products, but it did, so we'll add it in here. There are two new general availability features and two new public preview features. The first GA feature is Policy Management Campaigns Adoption. You can launch targeted campaigns to distribute documents and assign action items to users across your organization. This feature supports sending attestations to user groups and rule-based groups to maximize engagement. You can create one-time or rolling campaigns that automatically deliver content based on defined criteria. The second GA feature is configure rule-based groups. You can create rule-based groups using attributes created in the Campaigns Attribute Manager in global settings. This feature allows you to distribute policy campaigns in bulk to users whose data matches the defined criteria. The public preview features, the first one is activity tracking in exception column reports. You can create activity-based column reports to extract activity information for the exception management data source and data type using the new Create Activity Report option. This enhancement allows you to extract audit logs in an Excel or CSV format, empowering you to report on activities across exceptions to understand how your key performance indicators and values have changed over time. Please note that enabling the activity report during creation will only provide activity data in a column report that can be exported. This will not export the current state of primary data. Disable the activity report if you would like to export information related to the current state of data. The second public preview feature is at mentions for exceptions, policies, procedures, and standards. In privacy notice management, there is one new public preview feature, which is the at mentions for privacy notices. In privacy rights automation, there are two new GA features. The first is new Git deletion for certificate API. We've added the Git deletion certificate API to allow users to obtain a certificate of deletion for a deleted request. This enhancement enables you to confirm that a request has been successfully deleted. The second feature is the enhancement to one-time passwords for invited users. In settings and administration, there are two new GA features. The first is enhancements to one-time password for invited users. The second is user groups V2 APIs. The following APIs are now available for use when mapping user groups and their associated users and roles within your organization. These APIs enable you to efficiently create, update, and organize user groups, assign and modify user group roles, and manage group membership at scale, streamlining access control and improving administrative productivity. The APIs are get list of user groups by criteria, create user group, get user group, update user group, delete user group, get user group roles, update user group roles, add user group roles, remove user group roles, get list of users in user group, add multiple users to user group, remove multiple users from user group, add user to users group, remove user from user group. In third-party due diligence, there is one new GA feature and some permission updates. The GA feature is enhancements to one-time password for invited users. In the permissions, the TPDD confirm match, TPDD dismiss match, and TPDD match feedback workflow permissions were merged into the TPDD match feedback workflow permission. In third-party risk management, there's one new GA feature, which is enhancement to one-time password for invited users, and one new public preview feature, which is admissions for contracts and engagements. There are also some permission updates. The delete personal data permission has been added and now controls users' ability to delete personal data for engagements. This permission has been granted to custom roles with engagements personal data tab view permission and the following system roles: IT risk manager, privacy officer, site admin, tech risk and compliance admin, and vendor manager. The add or update personal data permission has been linked to the engagements personal data tab view and delete personal data permissions. With this enhancement, these permissions may be automatically added or removed when the other is explicitly added to or removed from the custom role during configuration. The engagement personal data elements permission has been renamed to add or update personal data. The vendor management setting permission has been split into the view settings, third-party risk management, and edit settings, third-party risk management permissions. The vendor inventory list permission has been split into vendor basic fields view and vendor advanced fields view permissions. And that's going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks for listening. If you have feedback, questions, or recommendations, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. Next week, I hope to get out the Roadmap podcast for the upcoming fall release and then continue on with that tradition moving forward. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.